Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. featuring one of the best jazz pianists and composers in the world of jazz, Rini Rosnes. That was her joined by a new jazz supergroup known as Artemis with the song Sidewinder off their self-titled 2020 CD. This super outfit is comprised of seven of the most acclaimed musicians in modern jazz today. Along with Rosnes, it features clarinetist Anat Cohen, tenor saxophonist Melissa Altana, trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, bassist Noriko Ueda, drummer Allison Miller, and vocalist Cecile McLaurin-Savant. The band was initially assembled by Rini for a European festival tour 3 years ago. In this collective, each artist is renowned for their own remarkable solo career and its multi-generational and globe-spinning lineup, with members hailing from the United States, Canada, France, Chile, Israel, and Japan. And it should be noted, the Greek goddess Artemis is an explorer, a torch bringer, a protector of young children, and a goddess of the hunt. And we caught up with Rini to talk about this album and the timing of it. She opened up.
In hindsight, I think that there was a silver lining to it. Just the idea that some new music can be released at a time like this. Although we can't perform and support the album that way live, I think a lot more people are tuned in to the internet and to maybe music in general. You know, it provides some solace to a lot of people. And so perhaps there is some kind of other thing at work there that it turned out to be not such a bad thing that it was released so long after we recorded it.
The band's debut album is a superb 9-song set that features material composed and arranged by each of the band's 6 instrumentalists. So the topic of our interview was with Rini. She's originally from Vancouver, moved to New York City, and quickly gigged with masters like Joe Henderson, Wayne Shorter, Bobby Hutcherson, J.J. Johnson, and legendary bassist Ron Carter. And before we depart this group, Rini explains why this band is so special.
This is very special for all of us to be able to come together and make music and just be who we are. It just was a natural kind of organic thing that we really knew, look, we've got to continue to play together because it's very special.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that also has its own supergroup garnering national attention these days. The Freedom Affair, featuring the great Chris Hazleton, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here for another week of some tasty jazz. One of the very first shows that Rini caught live was with the legendary Count Basie, and that certainly got her on her way. And as we get into the tune Mutton Leg, she had some words of wisdom about how she works, and this is how Count rolled too. Have a listen.
It's about working hard. It's about being truthful with yourself, being honest about your art. I think audiences know, they can feel it when you're being truthful. If you can do that, then people will connect to the music. Thank you.
listening to my new record, The Remission, on Neon Jazz.
That was the Juno Award-winning pianist and composer Andy Milne, joined by Unison. That was Anything About Anything off his latest 2020 offering called The Remission. For more than 25 years, he has demonstrated boundless versatility, collaborating with dancers, visual artists, poets, and musicians spanning jazz, classical, pop, folk, and world music. With Unison, enriched with some really creative insights from all of his projects, he returns to his first love, exploring the intimacy of the piano trio. We caught up with him during the early go of the COVID-19 pandemic, and he talked about what artists need to do during this very vital time on the planet.
Artists are, you know, troopers to kind of get up there and fight this fight, and we support each other, and we certainly have the support of many, many, many people. I don't mean to say that the entire country doesn't give a damn about the arts, but it's a hard slog. So in order to push, I guess, to the light of what the arts give us in terms of that strength and that sort of, you know, sense of healing and certainly that sense of community, we have to be able to respect them, the arts.
From an influence on Andy and one of the finest, there's a legendary Canadian jazz pianist, Oscar Peterson, with the tune, Who Can I Turn To? We're here. Yes, we are. You made a good choice, kids.
Hi, this is Teodros Avery, saxophonist, composer, and producer. I'm here on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
I would travel for miles if I could hold you. wanna spend my life with you. Wanna have some kids with you. Do the things that lovers do, but first I wanna marry you. Treat me like the king I am, I'll treat you like the queen you are. Sky's the limit, we can get it, girl, I love you, go so far. What your dreams, I wanna know. Sounding good, I wanna go. Say it loud, you know I'm proud, never ever on the low. Thinking thin, high and low, tell me where you wanna go. Sharing dreams, sharing fears, kiss away all your tears.
That was saxophonist Dr. Teodros Avery with the tune Journey to Paradise off the 2009 CD, The Diva's Choice. He is the consummate professional and educator. He grew up in Oakland and Vacaville, California. His parents exposed him to a wide range of music, Eastern and Western African music, soul, rock, and jazz. While at Berkeley, renowned A&R exec Carl Griffin heard his sound and signed him at the age of 19. From there, he went on to New York City and eventually well beyond. He's a deep cat, and we caught up with him here at the show to talk jazz, and he had some great thoughts like this one.
Best part about it is being able to think freely and actually being better because you think freely. You know, not a lot of opportunity to do that. Most occupations are, you're doing your very best when you're thinking in a very finite, particular way. So being a musician, you're doing your best when you're not thinking like most people, at least the jazz.
At 13, he was deeply moved by the sound of John Coltrane's Giant Steps and switched to the saxophone. Off Coltrane's fifth studio album, circa 1960, on Atlantic Records, here's the title track. Enjoy. Thank you.
my name is Jocelyn Gould. I am a jazz guitar player originally from Canada. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Neon Jazz in Kansas City. Thank you.
From Winnipeg, Canada, that was guitarist, vocalist, and bandleader Jocelyn Gould with the tune It's All Right With Me off her latest 2020 CD, Elegant Traveler. She grew up singing every chance she got and became enthralled with the guitar as a teenager. It was Grant Green, Kenny Burrell, Wes Montgomery, and Joe Pass that ultimately inspired her. Quite a lineup there. We talked to her at the show recently as the COVID-19 world was starting to really gain speed, and she explained how she views the stage.
It was when I was really little, I used to love performing. And I went through sort of that sort of left me for a while in my teenage years. I think everybody gets kind of nervous and kind of like figuring themselves out as they're growing up. As I started to get on stage more and more to perform, it just kind of has become my favorite place to be and the place that I really feel the most at home.
So one of her very first live jazz experiences couldn't have been any sweeter. It was master tenor sax man Sonny Rollins. And as we get into the 1956 tune, Lust for Life, that's the Sonny way, baby. Listen to Jocelyn explain.
When I was just getting into jazz guitar, I saw Sonny Rollins play. This was in 2009 or 2010, I saw Sonny Rollins play, and Russell Malone was on the gig, who's now a really good friend and mentor of mine. And just watching that, and Sonny Rollins is, you know, one of the masters, historical masters of jazz, and just watching them play, I'll never forget how it felt. That moment just sort of changed me. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ian Carey from San Francisco Bay Area, California. I'm a trumpeter and composer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio out of Kansas City.
That was San Francisco Bay Area-based jazz trumpeter, composer, arranger, and educator Ian Carey, plus one, with the tune This Is Fine off his newest 2020 project, Fire in My Head. This cat has been performing his original compositions for over a decade and has been featured on five albums. He's originally from New York and educated in Northern California, Nevada, and even New York City. He has lived and worked in the Bay Area since 2001, and we talked to him during the early stages of this coronavirus lockdown, and he had some thoughts on community.
Sort of how I think the music community has kind of come together and supported each other during this time, and in terms of people just doing, you know, watching each other's happy hour shows, tipping in some Venmo tips and buying each other's albums, and I mean, it's stuff that people were doing anyway, feeling a sense of community even more than there was before.
One of the first live jazz shows was a stellar one for him. It was with bassist Slam Stewart. As we get into a tune from Slam, he teamed up with the great Slim Gallier. This is the tune Dopey Joe. Here's Ian to explain.
Well, believe it or not, the very first show that I can remember was when I was in elementary school. Oddly enough, the great bassist Slam Stewart had hired to sing them. And so he came and did a presentation at our elementary school when I was in probably third or fourth grade. And the only thing I remember about it was that he said, "I'll bet you I can play higher than a violin on my bass." And then he proceeded to play up above the bridge and make this incredibly screeching high sound.
Again, that was Leroy Elliott Slam Stewart with his bass mastery on Dopey Joe. I know it's been a very surreal sort of 2020, and we are heading into Halloween. It feels like Halloween for most of us already. But in honor of it, I just rewatched Stephen King's The Shining, done back in 1980 by the great Stanley Kubrick. And at the very end, there is a montage with the popular foxtrot jazz tune, Midnight, The Stars, and You. The most famous recorded version was performed in 1934 by Ray Noble and his orchestra with an uncredited Al Boley on vocals. And that's how we're going to close this one out. And thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a surreal cat with Halloween in his back pocket on demand, the Neon Beast, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts, get out there and vote, and enjoy the jazz, my friends. Midnight,
rendezvous. Your eyes held a message tender, saying I surrender all my love to you. Midnight brought a sweet romance. I know all my whole life through I'll be remembering you whatever else I do. Midnight were the stars and you.
Donald Trump. Don't boo. Vote.
Neon Jazz.